Joining us now at our studio, we have from the city of Northfield, Northfield Mayor Rhonda Pownell. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning.
And we also have Reve Needham, who is the Assistant City Planner here in Northfield and also the Director of the Main Street Program. Good morning.
Morning.
Reve, thank you so much both for coming in today. You didn't slide around too much out there. It's not too slippery yet, is it?
No, not here. So, yes. Good for you, all of you that live and work right in Northfield. The roads are good. So,
all right. And last night you had your kind of Christmas party. Unfortunately, I got kind of tied up and wasn't able to come get done early enough. How did everything go?
Oh, it went really well. It was just a really nice, laid-back evening chance to, you know, just chat offline, non-business related stuff, right? Just enjoy the company. Friends, people, serving the community. It was just really a great, great opportunity to gather.
All right. Good stuff. Yeah. Well, we have invited Reve to come in and talk about a new program, a new grant program that has been available, and you've been working on this. Yeah. Let's, first of all, Mayor, you can kind of set this up.
Yeah. So I just wanted to go over some material, and I think just really appreciate Reve's work on this and the Main Street Director for really, the Friends of Downtown Northfield used to be NDDC. So Reve, as a city staff member, is primarily the staff liaison, Main Street Director for our Friends of Downtown Northfield. Really important connection between that organization or nonprofit, I would say, and the connection with the city in the Main Street program. So she is primarily working on and spearheading, right, helping with Deed and Smith on a new program here. It's called the Main Street Revitalization Program, and it's a state-funded initiative through the Department of Employment and Economic Development, or Deed, intended to provide grants for capital improvement projects in commercial corridors across the state. And so grants will be used to support economic recovery from the impacts of COVID-19 pandemic, natural disasters, and other challenges that really have arisen since March of 2020. And so Southern Minnesota Initiative, sorry, this is like a mouthful, but I'm trying to get it all out here. So Southern Minnesota Initiative Foundation, or SMIF, applied for and received $2.34 million to serve commercial corridors within their service region. And that includes $1 million that are available for funding in Northfield specifically. So eligible applicants can apply to SMIF for grant funding, and it's just a really excellent opportunity for our community, and just really wanted to help get the word out there. And Reve, she knows all the nitty-gritty details of this, so just really appreciate her work on it.
You know, Reve, let's shift things over to you. Ben Martin was in, it's been a month or two ago, and we were talking about some of the additions to the city planning and economic development departments, and you mentioned that it's already paid off. We're getting $1 million load on this, or excuse me, a grant on this. Tell us about that grant project, and did you fill out the grant application? Or
So I helped the Southern Minnesota Initiative Foundation. They were the ones who applied for the grant. We did submit help with that application to provide some of the background material specific to Northfield. And now we're kind of helping that since they got the grant with the rollout and spreading the word, answering questions from the community, since they're not located in Northfield and, you know, they've got a larger service region.
How long did it take? How long did this whole process take to get this?
Yeah, so we were working with Smith back in January, first when I started.
Okay.
Application was submitted at the end of February, and council actually passed a resolution in support of it the beginning of March. And then we found out, Smith was notified, and the rest of the other recipients were notified in May of 2022. So it's taken a little bit of time, I think, to get things set up, you know, get all those contracts finalized with the state before it's actually rolling out.
Well, good work. I'd like to say we got close to half of the total grant money that Smith was allotted in this. So our application must have stuck out quite a bit. Tell us about that.
Yeah. I think one of the main things we were thinking of, especially when we saw the criteria for what deed was looking for is commercial quarters that have been hit by disasters such as fire. And we had a very impactful fire in our downtown that I think really has made an impact. So that was kind of one of the examples that we used to describe, you know, why Northfield would be a good fit for this program.
All right. So that kind of led the charge. And the grants are available for up to $750,000, if I'm not mistaken.
That is correct.
What is the allocation process and what are the parameters? You know, obviously, fire, that natural disaster is going to be hit, and some of that funding will very likely, I would imagine, go to that. But for those who have not been hit by fire, what parameters are we talking here?
Yeah, so the eligible projects are for capital improvements on property. So this could be new construction, but it could also just be exterior alterations, facade improvements, maybe adding a patio to serve more customers, and as well as interior improvements or landscaping. So pretty much anything where you're investing into the building and the site to make it better. So it's really looking to help spur the retention or expansion of jobs would be one reason someone could apply. And then if they've got a project already underway, you know, we're looking at feasibility and readiness for that. But you don't have to be impacted by a fire to apply.
Yeah. When people think of like an economic corridor, especially in Northfield, we think of downtown. It's near and dear to our heart. You know, we have 100-plus-year-old buildings lining the street, and so many of them are just beautiful. But is this restricted to the downtown area? Is that our only economic corridor? If somebody would like to beautify Highway 3, would that be available to them?
So the corridor that was submitted in the application originally from Smith to Deed listed our downtown, and the eligible properties for this grant funding are those properties within our historic district as well as the C1 downtown business district for zoning. So that does extend across Highway 3.
So it is just the immediate downtown area. Have you talked with people either formally or informally, some of the business owners? You know, obviously with the Archer House, we'd like to see that facade kind of match the rest of the downtown area. And that's not cheap to do in this day and age, so that money will go a long ways. But have some of the other businesses contacted you or shown some interest?
Yeah, so I'm working with Anna Watson, our Economic Development Associate, on this program. And yesterday we've had at least like three other people have reached out with questions. And in talking to Smith, it sounds like another business has already started their application online since the press release and website went out last Friday.
What is the deadline for this, and does the money have to be spent in a particular time frame?
Yes. So the first round of applications will be due January 31st, and then that first round will be allocated, I think, in February, and then we'll reopen the application to have that finalized by November of next year. The projects need to be complete by the end of 2026.
Okay. Once again, we're talking with Ravay Needham, the Assistant City Planner and Main Street Director, along with Mayor Pownell. And I will ask you, I guess, I want to get into kind of the future of Northfield. Though this particular grant might not apply, Mayor, you've been working on some downtown projects, the liquor store in particular, that redevelopment area. From the aspect of being, you know, a city, I don't know, some of this is going to be a private or a partnership with some private companies and such. Would grants like this be eligible for situations like that? I know that's a few years off, but
yeah, so this grant specifically needs to be allocated to private investment, either nonprofit or private development. So the city is not an eligible recipient, and the funds can't be used for public improvements. But if there's private development, they're definitely eligible to apply.
Does this type of grant program happen quite a bit? Does it come along the pike, you know, every year? Are there going to be more funds available next year? You had mentioned the pandemic, and that's a good reason to have it. But will there be these or other funds available in the future?
Yeah, I think this was a program by the state legislature really trying to help spur economic development. I know DEED's been rolling out a lot of programs since Commissioner Steve Grove was here visiting, announcing some of that expansion of loans and financing. So we're keeping our eye out for that. I'm aware of one upcoming grant as well that will be available to Northfield's historic buildings downtown coming up later in 2023 as well.
All right. Will that be a similar size?
That one is, so it's the grant recipient is Rethos, formerly mm-hmm. the Preservation Alliance of Minnesota, and they got their funding from the National Park Service. So for that, the grant amounts will be up to $50,000, so smaller grants. That'll be available for interior renovations of upper levels of historic buildings.
All right. Interesting. I like that. Yeah. That's very specific, and it's a good thing as well. I mean, I've lived in actually several apartments above Northfield many years ago, and some of those were in need of yes. some upgrading, we'll put it that way.
A little bit of renovation, maybe, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I lived in one place that had the exterior conduit from the electric to going to each outlet because... You know, electricity wasn't invented when the apartment was made. Let's look forward to the legislature. And I don't know if either one of you know anything about this or have watched this throughout time. But yeah, we've got a $17 billion surplus here. Do we foresee funding not only for downtown, but any funding available for different projects stemming from this legislative session? Any idea yet? Is anybody lobbying for it?
Well, I wish I had a crystal ball that could, like, give you the answer, uh-huh. Jeff. What I can say is that we've got a lot of really great staff that are working on behalf of the community. And mm-hmm. I was just reminded last night, and I think I said to Reve even at the gathering last night, that our community development department used to be more of a skeleton crew. Just the very minimum number of staff. And when you have such a low number of staff working in such a key department, supporting your business community, housing, economic development, permitting, planning, all of that, these opportunities are much more difficult to be able to advance and bring forward and help your community to be able to grow, evolve, change, and improve. And just so appreciative, not only community development, but I know that we are working on different grant opportunities or funding for a new water treatment plant that has been in process. We are looking at all levels of government to see where there are opportunities that align with projects and things that we are trying to advance in the community and connect with those dollars to make these projects that we've already been planning for come to fruition. And that takes a lot of time and dedication and commitment and some consistency in terms of our staff that are sitting right within City Hall and out in Public Works and our police department and fire department. I mean, people are just really working really well together. And when you have the plans, it makes it so much easier to know what programs, funding opportunities are available to us as a community. And I would say in the early years of my time on the council, you just didn't see that. Grants were not something that were regularly sought after. And these are great opportunities for our community.
All right. Anything else about the grant program that people should know? I guess if they would like to apply for one of those grants, where do they go to?
Yes. So we have information on the city website. Should be right on the front page. But if you also just go to northfieldmn.gov/Main Street Grant, that'll kind of give you an overview of the program. The application itself will be on Smith's website, but we do have a link to that right from our website.
All right. Well, we thank you both for coming in today. Much appreciated. And we'll keep us up to date on where those grants are going to and for what purposes, mm-hmm. and be glad to let people know.
Thanks, Jeff.
All right.
Thanks.
Northfield Mayor Rhonda Pownell and Assistant City Planner Reve Needham. Got Tim coming in, news with a side of sports in just a couple of minutes.